from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, say, can you see? So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and
morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number three already. Time is flying by today. My goodness. All right. It's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's run down south. Let's check in with our real good friend, Captain Rihanna De La Cruz, see what she's up to this morning. Rihanna, what's going on?
Good morning, Mickey.
Tell me some fish stories.
Well, I've got quite a few for you.
You do. You've been catching them, man. Y'all are on fire down there right now. I was talking to Cliff yesterday, and y'all are getting them, man. Good ones.
Yeah. All the way, here from Port Mansfield to Bath, and,
right.
those fish are thick. They're eating shrimp. There's a lot of shrimp in the bays right now, and, whenever you see pods of bait fish literally moving the water,
right,
you can bet there's a 5 to 7 to 8 pounder right underneath them.
One of them speckled creatures crawling around under them, man.
one of those toads. Yeah, so, you know, of course, the heat is just brutal this time. It is, August is always the worst. It is the worst month for heat here in South Texas. It's always the scorcher. And, you know, early in the mornings when that water cools down, you better get up shallow because that's where they're at. They're up shallow. They get up in that. You walk through the water and, you know, knee to calf deep. It's a 10, 12. It feels like sometimes even more of a difference between that depth of water and mid thigh to waist deep. You know, of course, I mean, it's just how it goes. The deeper water is going to take longer to cool down. Mm. And that water out deeper is 90 degrees. It gets up to 90, 92 in the late day. So the night doesn't allow enough time for it to cool down, but up shallow, man, I'll tell you what, it cools down nicely. And, you know, first thing in the morning, I love to fish up shallow anyways. I mean, I'm, you know, for me, mid thigh deep is,
you're a low tide size gal anyway.
Yeah, mid thigh deep is like a foot and three quarters.
That's it, you know,
so I'm vertically challenged. So, you know, I'm up shallow, and I'm up shallow.
You can chunk a rod and hit a golf ball, and nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, I always tell my guys, you know, if I get a tall, you know, tall client's real tall, I'll put them out on a drop off or put them out some deeper water.
Yeah, if I ever fish with you, just see me out deep. I'll go lurking for them. I'll see if there's anything out there.
Yeah, we'll dissect the area. Have some, you know. Usually, I'm up shallow. There's somebody out deep, and we're dissecting the area. And I'm like, let's just fill it out. I know where I'm going to be, and I'm like, whether they're biting up shallow or not, I'm going to be up shallow. But the thing is that here's what I've noticed is, you know, when you're up shallow, you're not getting many bites, but the bites that you do are good ones.
They're bigger.
Yep. All the time. And so somebody out deep, they're catching trout, you know, 20, 21, you know, good slot size, 19, 18. But then I'm up shallow enough, you know, catching two big bites, and it's a 5 and a 6 and then a 7, you know. But I'll take that any day over, you know, 10, trout, slot trout.
Right.
But yeah, you know, we have this high pressure lingering over us, and of course the tide is extremely low, which is normal for
and
this
weak.
Time of year. It's
not much current.
Yeah. Not much current and not much wind, so they're not moving. They're not moving. There's no need for them to move when it's this hot.
No.
And there's, you know, bait fish is pretty consistent where it, you know, will run in the morning, and but it won't, it's not running, you know, a big area really fast. It's pretty slow movement, but man, when you see that bait coming, you know, in the morning when the wind is pretty low, and you can literally see the water moving.
Well, you read the water so much better. You know, the finger mullet,
absolutely,
the smaller size mullet moving around in that water, you can see them good, and you can tell
absolutely
pushing them.
Yep, and then when you see those, what I call little sprinkles, like they make fireworks out of the water, something spooking them,
yeah.
I'm like, man, oh man, they don't do that for no reason. There's something there. And then,
no,
of course, those pelicans are running those bait lines, and, you know, of course, I'm here in Mansfield for the weekend. I'm going back to Baffin on Tuesday, and I'll be fishing there till September, the first or second week of September. You know, we're fishing smaller areas more deliberately. We're not wading through it real fast.
Right.
We're really getting
slowing
into
it down,
an area,
working it
slowing
over,
it.
Yeah.
Yep. As long as if there's bait, there's birds working, there's slicks, they're there. You just got to.
You just got to wait them out.
Yeah, wait them out and you know, just put something right in front of them. And, of course, we're here, you know, post new moon. You know, I mean, it can be a little tough, you know, with this post full moon. I mean, it was pretty successful this last week. You know, I was fishing here in Port Mansfield and also in Baffin. So the bite was, you know, it was good, meaning we produced some really, really good bites. The bites we got were anywhere between 5 to 7.5 pound trout.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a bite that was consistent throughout the morning. The first thing in the morning, you know, I know one morning it was slick calm, no wind, and I was like, man, I said it's real slow right now, and all of a sudden I started seeing wind coming across the bay. I said, as soon as that wind comes over here, you watch, that bite's going to turn on. Sure enough, as soon as that wind came up, picked up, I could see it coming across the bay.
Yeah.
And as soon as it hit us, I mean, it's like, boom, you better have your drag set, right? And
light switch.
You're lying in the water because, man, it turned on. It turned on like it, but, you know, Baffin's wind-driven. And so it stirred up some activity, and it was game on. You know, up shallow, and I always start up shallow. I always tell my guys, look, you know, the first 3 or 4 hours this time of year is crucial. You know, once you start getting into 11, 11:30, 12, that, you know, right now with this high pressure and the wind being little to almost, you know, non-existent, you know, you got to take advantage of the early cool mornings. And, you know, once that wind lies down, that temperature starts rising right at, which is like 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, by 10 o'clock in the morning, it's already like 90 degrees, feels like, you know, it's up in the upper 80s, you know. And so barometer's already way high. It's climbing. And so, you know, we're downsizing. We're downsizing as the morning goes on. And it happened last week. You know, we were throwing little drawn XLs, double Ds, and they were slamming them. But once the morning progressed and it started getting hotter, it started getting, you know, calm, because the wind was blowing first thing in the morning. The day before, that was totally different. It was slick calm, and then that wind picked up, and it picked up the bite. The next day, it was already blowing first thing in the morning. So I knew sometime during that morning it was gonna die, and it did. And when it died, it was around 10:45 during the minor, and that pot of bait was just, you could see it just moving. And so we followed it, and I was like, you know what, they were already slicking you know, out deep, they're slicking. And so I was like, you know, I was thinking to myself, they're probably already eaten, they've already had their main meal. And that's what goes through my mind. They're already slicking, they've already eaten, they're sitting on, they're in bottom, they're throwing up, they've just fed. They've had a meal. So I'm like, well, you know, it's hot, barometer's high, water temperature's rising, downsize. And so I did. I downsized. And of course, when you know, we downsized from the little John XL to the small one, the first couple of casts feel a little awkward.
Yeah.
And any little thing that kind of throws you off for a minute. But man, I had the last cast of the day, one day last week, last cast, I chunked it out there right behind a pot of bait, and there she was. She was 7.5, right at, it was about 11:15 in the morning. She slammed it. I was like, oh, there she is, boys. It's a big one. She came up. And those, I don't know what it is with those trout baffin. They don't come up and shake their head real aggressively like, the Trout Hero Mansell do. They go into tarpon mode. They come up and they crash. They shake their head. But the ones in Baffin, and I always, whenever I catch one, I'm like, please don't be a red. Please don't be a red.
Yeah, because a lot of times you'll hook a big trout down there and you think, oh, man, I probably got a rubber lip on because it won't come up. You know, it does that first good run. But once it stops and then turns sideways, then you can tell you got a trout when it starts shaking its head right instead of that bouncing feel you get in a redfish.
Yeah, and it's
but
usually,
they do like stay down. You're right about that.
They do. They keep their nose down, and it's just like how reds do. They keep their nose down. They dig down, and I can't tell you how many clients, and it's always in Baffin.
That way they can take you down and break you off on the rocks.
yeah, that's what they
they're
try
educated,
to do. Smart.
They're smart.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we've been here before. Let's show her. But yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've had clients. They're like, they think it's a red. And it's always so neat to see the look on their faces when that silver pops up and they're like, oh man, it's a big trout. I was like, yeah, well, you know, most of the time that's usually what happens. It's always a nice surprise.
Exactly.
But
let me take this break, right? You got time to talk some more?
Sure do.
All right. Well, hang with me. I'll come back after this break.
Okay. I'll be here.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. Go downtown, look for the big white sign. Their processing facility and meat market are right next door to one another. And no better place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. Check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their bulk pricing that's available on their fresh ground beef and their pecan smoked sausage and homemade hamburger patties and hot dogs. They're available all summer long for all your summer cookout needs. And if you're looking to have a quarter or half calf processed, that's available for pre-order also. And their wild game processing, it's open all summer long. So
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
If you're hunting exotics or killing wild pigs or whatever, if you're not sure they'll process it, just give old Brandon a call. He'll get you hooked up. They're celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
He's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings for life.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 620 here in the Bayou City. All right, Rihanna, we are back. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir.
All right, we were downsizing and catching big trout. It don't get much better than that. Let's roll.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about one of those trout that I caught last week and a half or so. One of them was, I mean, she was fat. Her belly, from all the way down her belly, she was just full. And which you really don't, you know, see a whole lot this time of year. You usually see that in the springtime, you know, when they're spawning.
You know, I've been noticing that, though. You know, when I was down there fishing with Cliff a month or so ago, those fish up towards Corpus in the lagoon they're long and skinny. And then you get down in there in the Baffin and the land cut area. I guess there's more bait, I guess. I don't know. Those fish are totally different looking. They're real chunky.
They're eating that bigger mullet, probably, you know. I mean, but, you know, there's shrimp. And the shrimp that I've seen jumping out of the water, the biggest one I saw was probably about 3.5 inches.
Yeah.
But when that shrimp is, you know, there in Baffin, you can bet those trout are there. Feasting. They're feasting on that. You know, it's a new food source in the bay. So you know, of course, when that food source moves out, which is always in October, mid late October, when we first start that first cold front that we get. It starts to change Baffin, and that Trent will start moving out.
Yeah, and they'll start falling out. Bite, you're right.
Yep. And the bite dies. It dies. And then all of a sudden, Mansfield turns on. And you can bet there's all of a sudden those big ones are stacked up over here. So it happens every year.
Well, I hadn't met a speckled trout yet that turned down a live shrimp. You know, there you go. You know, it's easier for them to feed on them, you know, especially when you get those shrimp schooled up and big globs like that. They go to snapping, man.
There's so many big eats in the morning. You can see that shrimp jumping, you know, when it bends out, you know, when it's kind of bent and then it shoots out of the water. So, you know, of course, the bait that I found that mimics that movement is that Little John XL. And that bait.
That's a great bait, man.
I mean, that bait is just, it doesn't look like anything, you know, but that golden brim and the watermelon gold glitter and then the watermelon copper glitter, which is the Little John, you know, in that dirty, stained, deep emerald green water, which is the water that I look for everywhere I go.
That's good. That's what we call trout water up here.
That's trout water. That's exactly what I call it. That's trout water. That's big trout water. What does I always say? That's big girl water. When I see it, I'm like, there's a big girl in here somewhere. You know, where you can kind of sneak up on them. You can present a lure. It doesn't spook them. You know, if the water's too clear,
it's hard to catch them in that air clear stuff, man.
Yeah, you got to downsize. You got to throw something that's not too bright, you know, because, I mean, they're smart. I mean, there's been some tailing trout here in Mansfield, big ones. We've seen some big ones. And as a matter of fact, a friend of friend sight casted to a 34 about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, gosh.
Sight casted to is a freaking monster. And they're tailing. They're tailing up shallow. And some clients of mine about three, four weeks ago, it was later in the morning, and we were taking a break, and it was getting hot, and it was full sun. I was like, man, let's grab something to eat real quick and get hydrated, because it's, you know, it's getting hot. So we were sitting in the boat, just, you know, up shallow grass, you know, real pretty grass. The water wasn't too clear. It was actually kind of chalky, yeah, kind of stained. And I saw a tail, and at first, you know, I just saw kind of a silhouette, and I said, man, look at that. I said, looks like might be a redfish. I said, get ready. Get your rod ready. And so he did. He got up on the bow and started getting closer and closer, and it was silver. I said, maybe that's a big old drum. And he kept getting closer and closer, and I said, oh, man, that's a big trout. And I said, throw, not too close to him. You got it. I said, they're gonna be, this trout's gonna be skittish. You throw it right in front of her face, you're gonna scare her. She's not gonna want it. And he threw pretty good ways in front of her as she was swimming, and he kind of jerked it right in front of her. She didn't make a move. She didn't flinch. She didn't twitch. Nothing. She just kept swimming. So I threw mine in front of her too, and she didn't want it either. So she's done. She you know, she didn't like it. It wasn't good enough for her, and she kept going. She probably was anywhere between 26 and 28. And yeah, good size trout, real pretty, going through that water. But I've been hearing a lot of more tailing trout down here right now. They're up shallow. You know, they're up there tailing. There are a lot of tailing reds too, of course. Well, reds can get away with it because they're, you know, I don't know how trout get away with it with them eyes looking straight up, especially on a sunny day. You know, you gotta, yeah, know it's tough for a trout being up shallow with no cover, you know, with them eyes looking straight up into that harsh sun. You know, that's why I always figured why they went out deeper and why they kind of like that chalkier.
Maybe they're wearing their Baggios or Costas.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, so I always figure that's why they like to go out a little bit deeper during the midday.
Yeah, trout do like cover. I mean, they feel safe, especially up here because we have so many predators that eat them, like all these sharks we have. They like sticking to cover where they're, you know, they're not in an ambush point where they're just vulnerable,
yeah,
you know, to a predator to eat them.
That's right. You know, and their eyes are on the upper quadrant of their head. So, mm-hmm, you know, naturally they're looking up. And reds, I mean, of course, that's why they're up shallow. They can get away with it. Their eyes are kind of on the lower side of their head. They're looking,
yeah,
down.
They're
bottom
down
feeders.
Lookers, bottom dwellers,
yeah,
feeders.
Yeah, yeah, bottom
reds
feeders.
Reds like to feed downward, and trout like to feed upward.
Yeah, that's why you always see those trout coming up, and just you'll hear big O eats. You know, there's a shrimp just losing their minds, going crazy.
I love that sucking sound when they're eating shrimp, man, when they're just, man, oh, they're pouncing them.
I've been seeing that here a lot lately, and it's just like almost you could go out there and just listen and be happy, you know,
yeah,
just hearing all the big eats. And I'm telling you, I've heard some big O eats that's just like, that sounded so good. Yeah, I wish that was at the end of my line. And a couple of them ended up being at the end of my line, but you know, I don't like to throw top waters much. I got away from them. I'm starting to throw double D's a lot more.
Right.
And I'm a real big soft dine girl. I love,
yeah, I like throwing soft dines too. I'm with you on,
yep,
that one. It's fun.
Yeah, babe. It is. And so, you know, the rod setup that I use is very light. It's that Sarge Priest with the.
I'm with you. I like that lat rod. You know, shorter and with some backbone,
yep,
but a good live tip on it, where you can
oh,
do,
man,
a lot of finessing with different baits with
you,
it.
Yeah, you can work that little John, you,
yes,
know, any way you want. You can
put the old hoochie-coo on it, man. They can't resist,
yeah,
it. They got to come
you
get
can,
it.
Yeah, a client of mine yesterday was like, she was throwing them. I think she uses water leader. She was like, it's that Sarge rod. And I was like, I said, well, it's not the arrow, it's the Indian, but the
that's right. The arrow loose does nut have behind the steering wheel.
I said, the arrow has a little bit to do with it. Said, you know, you got to have the right tools. You always got to have the right tools to succeed. And I'll tell you what, sure. That Sarge Priest is the right tool.
I've never fished with Sarge, but I've looked at their rods, and they make a nice product.
Yeah, they do. Sarge is a good guy.
Yeah, he's
really
a very good
guy. Yeah, and that, I mean, that Priest, I've tried, and I've given other rods.
Is that the one you're using, the Priest?
Yes, that's the one that I use. You can throw double Ds and soft dines. You can get away with throwing them with that rod. Now, if you want to go to the Corky, I'm throwing for the Corkies and the XL double Ds or anything bigger. If I do throw a big top water, I use a Henry Rod Corky Special. Mm-hmm. And that one really absorbs all the shock from, you know, and when you're loading up on that Corky, right. You know, later in the winter time.
Penetration.
Yeah. So, you know, that Corky Special, you know, I don't carry it with me this time of year. I've got it set up, but I'm not throwing big baits this time of year. I'm throwing a lot of plastics and throwing a lot of smaller stuff. So, you know, I've got quite a few Sarge Priests. And
I like that name, Priest, man. You can get on a flat and hold church with that rod.
Heck yeah.
You can preach a sermon with that booger.
Yeah.
I like that name. That's good.
I do too. Yeah, I like how, you know, Sarge's, all his names on his rods are pretty cool.
Well, his last name is what? Upchurch.
Upchurch.
Let's go to church with a priest.
Yes, sir. Hope
Trout
he's listening. Yeah, I'll have to tell him, hey, we talked about you this morning. Good guy. And he makes a good product. So, the Priest has worked well for me. I've caught some really good fish on that rod. I've never, ever had one break on me. I've had one break, but it was the first cast in the morning, and I know that rod had wear and tear on us. I was like, any day now, it could break. So that was a little bit of wear and tear on the owner, but it handles. You get on a big red, you know, it just handles it really well. Big old trout, you know, I mean, that's the best setup that I've had, and I've tried other.
What kind of reel are you throwing on that rod?
It's a Lewes Inshore Speed Spool.
Right, that's a good reel.
I know one of my clients asked me yesterday what the gear ratio is. I was like, you know what? I never really looked. I said it's a 7.5 to 1.
So you're throwing a 7.5. I'm a 6.6 guy. You know, it's somewhere in the sixes.
No, that's a 6.6. That rod's a 6. It's a 6.6.
No, but I mean the reel on the ratio.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's.
And everybody's different. Everybody works it, and that's what you got to figure out as a fisherman. What adapts to your style of fishing better? Whether you want a 7.5 retrieve or a 6.6 or 6.1, you know.
Right, and that there has worked for me, and that reel. Is actually hard to find. Last one that I remember seeing was at Roy's Bait and Tackle in Corpus, and I had to order it. And the last one that I saw after that was a left-handed reel. And so I don't know if they make those anymore.
I know some of my customers, they'd order them from the Waterloo Pro Shop or Roy's.
Yeah, I need to check that out. You know, one reel that I've been hearing really good things about, and I haven't tried it yet, is the Hondo brand. I haven't tried them yet. I've heard more good than bad. So, I'm always willing to try something. And for me, you know, I'll give something, a good shot one time,
sure.
And I'll. Be like, nope, or yes. And so, you know, I've tried a lot of different rods. I've had other folks that make rods, say, hey, you know, try this. And so I'll always give, you know, different products.
Yeah, give everything a fair shake. And if it's not any good, right. I just won't fish with it. I'm same way.
Right. And not, yeah, and it's not that it's not any good. It's just that it doesn't work for me.
Well,
it's
not, exactly. It's, everybody's different. You know,
right.
It's just, you know, fishing all the time like we've always done, you know, you just have that feel. You know yeah. it when you put it in your hand and you cast it and you work
feels
it
right.
and you go, this is right. this feels right. It just feels
yep,
right,
feels,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, if it feels right, it looks right in your eyes, and you feel confident in it, that you can
exactly.
for sure, you're going to catch a fish, you're going to have a successful day with this product, then that's it. Then you don't
yeah,
have
Yeah, what feels
guess.
Good for one person may not feel right for another. So everybody's
That's
different.
Right. That's
everybody
right.
I can't remember who. It's what makes
yep,
the world go
right.
around. Well, Rihanna, it's always a pleasure talking to you. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing Mansfield or Baffin with you, give them some info how they can get a hold of you.
All righty. Well, you can call or text me at 361-296-5400. I'm going to be in Baffin for the next 3 or 4 weeks. So, man, the trout bite is hot right now.
Yes,
so
just like the weather.
Yep, just like the weather. The weather ain't the only thing that's hot in Baffin right now. So
if
y'all want to get on, y'all want to get on a big trout, now is the time. So
yes, it is. August is always a good month down there. Well,
it
Rihanna,
is,
you have
so.
A good Sunday. It's always a pleasure talking to you. I'll talk to you next week. Catch them up.
Alrighty,
get them.
Alrighty, Mickey. Later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, hon. See you. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. You're not just time that I'm killing.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 641. All right, let's head down the road a little ways and check in with old Chris Crocker this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Chris. How you doing, man?
Oh, I've been out here babysitting that brisket I started
late. I wish you had to send me the pictures of that. You know, that is so cruel. Jason and I were talking earlier in a break how hungry we were this morning. I woke up hungry, and I didn't eat early yesterday. I said, man,
well,
I'm
trying
get
to get
there, so I can go eat something. Now Crocker's teasing me with a brisket.
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready. You know, about 3 weeks from right now, we'll be starting busting some doves. It's opening is 3 weeks Sunday, September 1st. You know, we're going to do that again. So I get preparing meals and stuff. I try to cook up 2 or 3 briskets and some ribs and stuff and take with me to
right.
vacuum sealed so I don't have to spend all that time doing that.
No, you got to spend time shooting doves and then making dove poppers, man. I love them dove breast poppers. Jalapeno,
boy,
cream cheese, bacon wrap, little succulents, you know, grill them. Oh, man, that's good stuff.
I wonder what the increase at HEB is for jalapenos, bacon, and cream cheese this time of year.
Dove season? Yeah, they'll sell out. Yep.
But yeah, it's looking real good. Crystal went down again. He had to go out to Bracketville and check the ranch on out there. And the birds are still hanging in. They've been real thick over the cut Milo, but we've got a bunch of sesame that's getting ready to start popping too. So
yep.
About that opening of South Zone, it'll all be right hitting the ground. And our tanks that we hunted last year that were really productive, still have water. They caught enough this year. It's looking real good. You know, I'm ready to go. Get out of this boat world right now and get back out there in the dirt.
Yeah.
Get off the water.
Go breathe some of God's sweet air out that way. Now, you'll have that special white wing first, right?
Yeah, the dates on that are September 1st and 2nd, the 6th and the 8th, and again on the 13th. For the South Zone special.
Right.
And we, you know, most years we don't have very many places that have them because the white wings are pretty early town birds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unless we've got a place in town down on the Pryor maybe. we'll have a few out there, and then sometimes they're just east of Savannah. We'll have some in the south zone early, but usually we don't see them until we start busting them, you know, getting them away from town.
Yeah, go to the HEB parking lot and hunt white wings.
Oh, man. They're in Hondo. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Hey, same thing in Uvalde.
That's one we always stopped at with my old buddy Vaughn. We laid his deer soul to rest yesterday, but we used to go to his place there at DeHaenas, and we'd stop in Hondo and hit that HEB. And I'm going, look at all these doves flying through town. This is crazy.
Oh, no. We used to have those fields just there. Just there west of Hondo, we had those fields for years. And that farmer's wife just got tired of finding dead birds in her tree right there at the house, so we kind of quit doing that. And it was right there on that back side of the prison there on the other side of the railroad track.
Right.
But that was some really good hunting. And there's the reason I've been hunting. This will be 33 years out there in the same place.
And that's something.
It's just always been good. You know, everybody goes, why do you hunt there all the time? I said, well,
if it
wasn't any good, we wouldn't
it
be
it produces. It'd be like asking a guy, why do you go to that reef every day to catch all those trout? Well, because that's why I'm catching all these trout, because I'm going to that spot every day.
You got to be where they be.
That's it. Got to go where they live, man.
But, yeah, it's looking real good. You know, our central stuff is going to be mainly some cut corn, cut milo. Mm-hmm. We've got a few places that have some sunflower standing that we'll hunt on the outside of that. They're north of town and west. And we got a big place there in town, Bill Sawyer's place. And it's always been real productive. There's a lot of grain around it. So it's, you know, South Zone's going to be the same thing, you know, cut milo and sesame. And the sesame, once that stuff starts popping, you can't shoot them out of it. We can't run them out. We can't shoot them out, you know.
It's like
once they get on it, they're staying till it's gone.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. So it's, you know, last year was probably one of the best years we've had in the last 10 or 12 years. It was just solid, steady every hunt. We never really had a bad hunt. We had a few hunts.
Yeah, no rolling action.
Yeah. But it was really good. You know, this year with it opening on a Sunday, you know, we're kind of down on the number of hunters to start the season. I think we're sitting at about 60, and we'll cut it off at about 100. And then our south zone, we'll probably hunt about 150 opening weekend. We're sitting at about 100 right now on it. So we got plenty of room. We got lots of lodging there in Concan. We've got stuff, you know, all around. We picked up a couple of places there in Sabinal that it's actually one of the ranches that we've had. The owner passed away a couple of years back, and his son took it over and opened it back up to us, which is a really cool place right there north of Sabinal, the Rochers. Just got a lot of good stuff. You know, we've really hadn't had to pick up any new places. We just held on tight to all the places we got. And if you add them all together, we're pushing about 30,000 acres of available hunting area, and that's what you got to have when you're hunting does, you know.
Well, that's true. You got to move with them.
That fence ain't high enough to keep them in. And, you know, deer season's not too far away either.
No, that's people are already getting ready for that.
Oh, yeah, they've been hammering the feed right now. It's been really good with the amount of rain they've had out there. Everything's really good. The deer are really popping up. And that hunt I do there in Concan every year, old Craig and Kitty come every year, and Tommy and Dina come. Old Kevin Jeter comes. And I think I'm going to have two open slots on that this year. So it's usually December. I think this year we're going to be the 5th through the 8th and 8th through the 11th. It's a pretty cool hunt. You know, it's for a couple, whether it's a father, son, mother, daughter, husband, wife, whatever. It's $42.50. You get to shoot a buck, and the buck can consist of either a whitetail or an axis. And we also do have some scimitar oryx. We've got a neighboring ranch with high fence, and when they get to fight and they take those busted hornets, scimitars and slip them over on our side so you can replace that with your whitetail or your axis. We shoot two does with hogs and turkeys. Meals and lodging included for $42.50. It's a really good deal.
No, that's a great deal. That's it's hard to find a package like that any cheaper.
Yeah, and we've got some red sheep and some other stuff running. They've got some different sheep running around in there, too, if anybody wants to shoot those. But the turkeys and the hogs are just a bonus. There's plenty of those. You know, everybody gets a whack at one of them
right.
or a couple of them every year. But the dove season's my baby. That's, you know, I look forward to that. It gets me out of town and gets me off these boats for a couple of months. Right?
Yeah, speaking of boats, did you get that boat delivered to Florida?
Yeah, we had that hurricane over there set us back a day. But we
right. How did it look over there when you went over there? Was things messed up?
Where we were at was just south of Tallahassee. We caught one little band of rain that lasted about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And they were on the clean side of the storm. They had a little tide and a little wind and no damage at all. But 20 miles east side of Tallahassee got tore up pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly.
Mm.
But, you know, it was a three-day, you know, it's 1,500 miles in 3 days, pulling a 38 there and bringing a 27 back. So.
Yeah.
I dang sure got tired of staring at a boat in the rearview mirror.
Did you pull it with your excursion?
No, we took Tommy's truck. I spun my drive shaft the week before, and we thought it was it didn't spin it. It put it out of balance, and uh-oh. We thought it was a rear end, so we took it over to Baytown, over to Paul Brothers, and they looked at it and said, "No, man, your drive shaft just needs to be redone." So I just had a new one built. But we took Tommy's and made a trip out of it, got it all done.
I went through that with a customer one time when I was in tire business. He said, "Man, these new tires you put on my truck, they're not balanced good." And we folded in there and rebalanced them, and they were spot on. And I test drove it, and I said, "Man, that's in the seat of this truck. I mean, it'll vibrate you to death." I said, "Your drive shaft, you had any work done on that?" And he said, "Well, no, it just started doing that." He said, "I did a burnout, and after I did that burnout, I figured I knocked the tires out of balance."
Yeah,
I said, "No."
He probably froze up a U-joint. See, on mine, I don't have.
Well, he almost twisted his drive shaft, and it put it out of balance, and it'd shake your teeth out. I said, "That's not tires, man. That's I don't feel it in my feet or anything, or the steering wheel. That's in the seat of this truck. You're sitting on the problem." It was a drive shaft.
Yeah, I was really glad it was a drive shaft and not the rear end, because I'd had that replaced when I did that full rebuild.
Yeah, when you went all the way through it, you replaced all that, all new stuff.
Yeah, I like that old truck. You know, the reason I bought that thing is because, oh boy, you know, when we were hunting, it was just too hot to carry him around in a kennel in the back of that truck.
Yeah.
So I bought a Suburban, and I hated it. Didn't last 3 months with it, and I bought that Excursion, and I've had that Excursion now going on 18 years.
They're tanks, man. David Brown still got his.
Man, I just love it. You know, I converted that thing to a one-ton, and it's got airbags on it. I still got the largest carbon footprint on my block.
There you go, man. Proud of you there, son. How do those airbags do? Does that help the ride a lot?
Man, it takes a lot of the hop out, you know, when I pull these heavier boats, you know,
right.
18,000 pound boats, and it stops that bouncing, you know,
right.
it sits solid. And going through parts of Louisiana, Texas.
Oh, you know, that is the worst, isn't it? I used to hate having to pull
it. It'll make
the
back wheels hop, you know, it'll hop
yeah,
the wheels.
Will.
And it's just makes it a whole lot easier to pull. You know, and I'm always pulling something, whether it's a mule behind it during hunting season or
yeah.
boats here during the regular season. You know, it could be a 20-foot blue wave or a 44-foot contender. You know, it doesn't matter. It's something all the time. And
mm-hmm.
I just can't bring myself to spend $100,000 on a new truck. I just throw some money at that one every year.
No, I can't either. Golly.
It's something else. Price of everything is just crazy. But our dove hunts are still the same. You know, Christopher called the other day and said, "Man, Robertson Uvalde went up to $200. And I said, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do that. We've been always behind the curve on that and hunted more hunters, and I'd rather do that than you know, make it even, you know, I think we'll be cutting people out by going that high. It's just
I think
crazy,
so, too. Man. You know, and a lot of people are doing that just because everything else is going up. So, well, I might as well get me some, too. I mean, it's like a, it's like an outbreak of high prices.
Yeah, I mean, our expenses have gone up, but not enough to warrant it.
Not enough to be that drastic. Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm just not going to do it. And I'm going to hold it where it's at. You know, kids under 13 still hunt for free. And, you know, it's got to be enjoyable and fun for me.
Yeah.
Especially for me to do it. Because if I'm not having fun, I'm not going to do it. And, you know, if I'm having fun, everybody else is having fun.
Exactly. The guy's got to be happy.
Happy man, happy land.
That's it. I'm the same way on the boat. Man, if you get a crew on there that just rubs you raw and they're just not, they don't have any social skills and they're just dry as a bone, I'm out.
You know, and with the number of hunters I deal with every year, there's always one in the crowd.
Well, yeah, you're going to get that.
They get the escort real quick. You know, we just don't put up with things like that.
But all the years that I've been doing this, I can count on one hand how many bad experiences I've had with, you know, just numbskulls in the boat. Most people and outdoor-related people, they're all just, they're like us. They're just regular old folks.
But like there's always that do. One.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There's always that one.
Yeah, buddy.
So, I guess we're lucky, you know, that it's been the way it has been. We haven't really had any issues. We've never had anybody shot or wounded or hurt seriously. You know, everybody gets peppered. That's part of the dove season fun.
I've been sprayed before too.
we run a pretty tight ship on stuff like that. You know, with all these years we've been doing it, we've never had to use any insurance or any claims or anything like that. So we've been pretty lucky.
Knock on wood.
Oh, I do every morning.
Yeah, buddy.
Every morning before I leave the house.
All right, man. Well, I got to knock it off. If somebody wants to come hunt with you, Chris, give them some info how they can get a hold of you and your son and get down there and
have some fun. Yeah, you can check
us
out on the web and Facebook at CCO Texas or Texas Best Dove Hunt, or give my son a call at 512-587-3791. That's 512-587-3791.
CCO stands for what? Chris Crocker Outfitters?
Mm-hmm. Chris Crocker Outfitting. And right. We threw a Texas.com on the back end of it. So.
Got you. All right, brother. Well, Chris.
Hey, appreciate it, Mickey.
Babysit that brisket, man. Let me know how it turned out, brother.
I'll bring you some. I'm coming to Baytown tomorrow.
All right, dog. See you, man. Later.
Thanks.
All right. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back next Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.